This is the Randall Ableton Live 12 Top Loop Blueprint for Modern Punch and Vintage Soul. In this advanced lesson, you'll learn a reproducible device and data chain using only Ableton Live 12 stock devices that turns a raw break or top loop into a hard-hitting drum and bass top loop, while keeping warm, vintage soul character. We'll build a two-layer result, a punch layer for attack and impact, and a soul layer for body, tape warmth, and motion, then glue and resample it into a single, mix-ready clip. Lesson overview start, with a clean live set at 174 to 176 BPM. The process is, warp the source loop, duplicate into punch and soul layers, apply EQ and different processing chains to each, create group level mid slash side glue, add optional parallel punch, record a resample of the group, and finalize with light vintage noise and motion. I'll guide you through each step with practical parameter ranges and common pitfalls to avoid. What you will build, you will transform one audio track into punch layer, tight transients, a clicky upper mid presence, controlled highs and slightly narrowed stereo width, soul layer, low mid warmth with tape-like saturation, slow modulation, and a plate-style ambience. You'll also end with a reusable live rack and a consolidated resampled clip ready to drop into other sessions. Step-by-step walkthrough. Prep. Import and warp 1. Drag your chosen top loop into an audio track and name it Top Loop Source. 2. Set warp mode to beats. Choose preserve transients at 1/16 or 1/32 to keep attack definition. 16th is a good starting point. Turn off warp quantize so micro timing stays natural. 3. Trim the clip to the useful musical range, for example 2 to 4 bars, then consolidate the clip with Command or Control J after edits. 4. Duplicate the track twice and label the copies Punch Layer and Soul Layer. Global Low End Control 5. On both layers, insert EQ 8 first. Add a high pass filter with a 24 dB slash oct slope around 140 to 220 Hz. 180 Hz is a reliable starting point. This clears space for the kick and sub. On the punch layer, gently boost around 2 to 4 kHz by plus 2 to plus 4 dB, Q around 1.2, to bring snap and click. On the soul layer, leave 2 to 4 kHz flat or slightly cut to avoid phase smearing with the punch layer. Punch layer chain, tight transients and presence 6. After EQ 8, insert drum bus. Drive between 4 and 7 for a bit of grit. Keep boom at 0 to 1 so you don't muddy things. Set transient between plus 15 and plus 35 to push the attack. Crunch 2 to 4 add subtle harmonic edge. Watch levels. Avoid gross clipping. 7. Add saturator after drum bus, using soft sine or analog clip. Drive about 2 to 4 dB, and set dry slash wet around 30 to 50% to retain transient clarity. 8. Insert glue compressor to tighten dynamics. Attack 10 to 30 ms, release auto or 100 to 240 ms. Ratio 2:1:4:1. Set threshold to gain 2 to 4 dB of reduction. Shorter attack lets more transient through. 9. Finish the chain with utility. Set width between 80 and 95% so the punch is slightly narrower than the full mix. You can offset phase later if needed when blending mid/side. Soul layer chain. Vintage body and motion 10. After EQ 8, add saturator set to analog clip or soft sine. Drive 3 to 6 dB. Dry slash wet 40 to 60% to round and enrich the low mids. 11. Add multi-band dynamics to shape bands. Split bands at roughly 250 Hz and 2.8 to 3.5 kHz. Compress the low band gently at about 1:5:1 with slow attack of 30 to 50 ms. Set the mid band for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction as needed. The high band can be lightly expanded or hardly compressed to preserve air. 12. Add subtle chorus or auto pan for slow motion. Auto pan, rate very low, 0.05 to 0.25 Hz, amount 10 to 20%, waveform sine, mix 30 to 40% to avoid smearing transients. If you have chorus available, keep depth small as an alternative. 13. Send reverb from both layers to a return track for a vintage plate feel. Use hybrid reverb or reverb. Pre-delay 15 to 30 ms, size small to medium, high damping, and keep send levels around 10 to 20%. EQ the reverb returned. High pass below about 300 Hz and low pass above 6 to 8 kHz to prevent mud and harshness. 14. Add very subtle tape-like flutter with redux set conservatively, or emulate it by combining saturator with a small random LFO modulation. If using redux, set bit depth at 14 to 16 bits and keep downsampling off. Use wet very subtly. Stereo and mid/side glue 15. Create a group rack named Top Loop Randall Rack and put both the punch and soul tracks into the group. 16. On the group output, insert EQ 8 and switch it to mid/side mode. On mid, cut around 300 to 450 Hz by -1.5 to -3 dB to remove boxiness, and if needed, add a subtle mid boost around 800 Hz to 1.2 kHz for body. On side, add a gentle high shelf at 6 to 12 kHz of plus 1.5 to plus 3 dB for air and perceived width. 17. Optionally, add a compressor in sidechain mode on the group to duck the top loop under the kick. Use the kick track as the detector, ratio around 2.5:1, attack 1 to 10 ms, release 40 to 100 ms. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. Parallel punch bus optional. Advanced. 18. Send some of the punch layer to a dedicated return track named Parallel Punch. On the return, chain saturator, drum bus with transient around plus 40, and a hard glue compressor, ratio around 4:1, to exaggerate attack. Blend the return in at a low level, 5 to 20%, to add pop without ruining tone. Resampling and consolidation to a single clip. 19. Arm a blank audio track and set its input to the top loop group. Set monitor to in. 20. Record several bars of the playing loop, include any automation for sensor device parameters, and consolidate the recorded material with Command or Control J. 21. Optionally process the resampled clip with a light final chain, EQA to tighten resonances, drum bus for small transient and drive, glue compressor for 1 to 2 dB of gentle glue, utility to set final width and normalization if needed, final taste, vintage noise and motion. 22. For subtle extra soul, add a vinyl or noise bed on a return channel. Use a noise sample or a simple operator patch with filtered noise at minus 30 to minus 18 dB, low pass around 6 to 8 kHz, and wide autopan. 23. Add slow LFO motion to the soul layer. For example, auto filter LFO sync to long note values like a quarter or half bar to breathe the loop across measures. Common mistakes to avoid: don't overcompress the top loop. Too much bus compression kills transient life. Aim for 1 to 4 dB of glue compression. Don't high pass too aggressively above 250 to 300 Hz or the loop will sound thin. Adjust by ear with your kick and sub playing. Place transient shaping before heavy saturation. Saturation before transient processing can smear attack. Keep the punch layer's stereo width conservative. Overwidening reduces presence on club systems. Avoid excessive reverb on the top loop. Use short, echt reverb returns and low send levels. Don't leave complex stack chains live if you can resample. It complicates recall and uses CPU. Pro tips: use drum buses transient and crunch together. Transient for attack, crunch for harmonic sheen tweak in tiny increments. Multiband dynamics lets you shape character without affecting unrelated bands. Automate transient emphasis for impact. For example, increase transient knob by 10 to 20% on the downbeat of sections. Short pre-delay on reverb 10 to 30 ms gives a plate feel without drowning transients. Add micro-timing offsets of 1 to 12 ms on the soul layer to simulate human timing. Larger offsets risk comb filtering. Save your chain as an Ableton rack with mapped macros for transient, saturator drive, reverb send, and group width. When balancing, always a slash B in the full mix. Soloing can deceive you. Mini practice exercise, 20 to 30 minutes. 1. Take a 2-bar funk break as your source. 2. Duplicate into punch and soul layers. 3. On punch, HBF at 180 Hz, drum bus transient plus 25, saturator drive 3 dB, glue compressor attack 20 ms, release 120 ms, width 90%. 4. On soul, HBF at 140 Hz, saturator drive 5 dB, multiband dynamics split 250 Hz/3 kHz with midband compress around minus 3 dB. Autopan slow LFO 0.1 Hz depth 15%. 5. Create a return with a small plate reverb and EQ the return to remove below 300 Hz. Send both layers 10 to 15% to it. 6. Resample the grouped output and compare a slash B with the original. Adjust HBFs and transient until the resampled version sits clearly on top of the kick and sub. Recap: this blueprint is a two-layer approach. Punch for transient clarity and impact. Soul for harmonic density, motion and ambience. Key steps are correct warping, disciplined high-pass filtering, transient shaping with drum bus and glue, harmonic color from saturator, frequency-specific control with multiband dynamics, tasteful modulation and reverb on returns, and finally resampling a consolidated clip for recall. Save the chain as a template or rack, so you can quickly transform raw breaks into modern DNB top loops that punch in clubs and retain vintage soul. Extra coach notes: Workflow and critical auditioning treat the top loop like a lead instrument on your drum bus. It must cut without clashing with kick and sub. Always a slash be the processed loop in the full mix. Use mono checks frequently with utility width 0% to catch phase issues. Gain match when comparing processed and original so you're judging tonal changes, not level. Small phase or timing offsets can fix cancellations. Try flipping polarity if you hear odd dips. Use mid/side EQ on the group to surgically remove boxiness in the mid and add air on the sides without stealing center presence. Keep low frequencies mostly mono. If side energy is present below 250 to 300 Hz, collapse it to mono or reduce side content. Stack saturation stages carefully and monitor cumulative gain and headroom. Multiband and reverb practicalities: use multiband dynamics to target problem bands instead of global compression. Slow attack on low band, controlled mid compression, and gentle high band expansion for air. Always EQ reverb returns. High pass below 250 to 350 Hz and low pass above 6 to 10 kHz. Short play tails around 0.6 to 1.5 seconds often work best at DNB tempos. Use tempo sync delays with low feedback and filtered returns for rhythmic motion without clutter. Automation, resampling, and template saving map macros to core expressive controls. Transient amount, saturator drive, reverb send, and group width. Use them in arrangement to create interest. When resampling, record extra bars before the loop to capture tails and automation. Keep the original rack saved as a template and use the resampled clip as the CPU light final version. Normalize only if consistent level is needed. Otherwise, keep headroom around minus 6 dB. Troubleshooting checklist if the loop sounds thin. Check HBDF settings and solo layers to find what was cut. If the loop ducks under the kick, reduce sidechain depth or shorten attack times on compressors. If stereo collapses in mono, reduce effects that create side information or lower wet amounts on chorus/autopan/delay. If CPU is high, freeze, resample, or replace long reverb tails with rendered samples.